This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Anti-Israel protest actions Monday causing mass disruptions all across the country, including in New York, California, near air assembly facilities and elsewhere. At one point, a crowd of demonstrators were clashing with NYPD officers on the Brooklyn Bridge. On the West Coast, protesters reportedly blocked traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. Protest crowds also popped up on Wall Street in Manhattan, the Port of Long Beach, California, and elsewhere. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General David Deptula says,
"They certainly are an example of information warfare on the part of terrorists and those who support Iran."
Earlier, protesters blocked an entrance to a jet engine plant in Connecticut, shut down the main highway near Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Jury selection is underway in the Donald Trump hush money case in New York. USA's John Schaefer has an update.
Former President Trump appeared in a New York City courtroom Monday.
"Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought."
Trump facing allegations of tampering with business records to conceal payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
Prosecutors will not be allowed to present audio or video clips from the former president's notorious Access Hollywood tape. On Monday, Judge Merchan upheld his previous decision, barring the tape from being played for the jury. However, prosecutors are permitted to recite Trump's statements from the tape. Monday marked tax day, and according to the IRS, most taxpayers can expect to receive their refund about 3 weeks after filing. However, if you chose to file on paper or are waiting for a check rather than opting for direct deposit, the process may take a bit longer. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration had no business lecturing Israel on how it should respond to Iran's drone and rocket attacks over the weekend. On the Senate floor Monday, McConnell said the White House should maintain a hard line against Iran.
"The fact that our collective defense has worked in this case doesn't obviate the threat. It doesn't make the need to compel Iran to change its behavior any less urgent."
McConnell says Iran must pay meaningful costs for the weekend attacks. A Republican leader over in the House has proposed Israel work to destroy Iran's drone and rocket attack and production capability. Idaho's ban on gender modification treatments will remain in effect while a case against it is resolved in the courts. U.S. Supreme Court justices made that ruling Monday. Under the 2023 law, physicians who offer hormone therapy, puberty blockers, or other gender services to people under 18 can be put in prison for up to a decade. The FBI is launching a criminal investigation into the Baltimore Bridge collapse from last month. Agents have boarded the cargo ship responsible for colliding with a support pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Washington Post says that part of the inquiry is examining whether the crew departed the port despite knowing about electrical issues on the ship. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. He is the author of the book, Big Intel. J. Michael Waller joins us now to talk about how our FBI and CIA have been weaponized. And there's so much to Mike's background that we need to talk about and kind of set the stage on, because what Mike's going to share with us is nothing new, because he's been involved in other operations, you know, affecting other countries, not including the United States necessarily. But it's as if the guns have now been turned around, and what we used to do overseas, we're now doing domestically. Michael, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
It's all right. Good to be back, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the weaponization of the FBI, CIA. As you write in your book, how the CIA and FBI went from Cold War heroes to deep state villains. I mean, that's not an understatement.
No, it's not. And it took a while to get that way, because having been around FBI and CIA for so long, it's kind of hard to believe, even though you see the problems, but there's really no other way to describe them now.
Yeah, and there's quite the cabal that's going on. It's like all the three-letter agencies have gotten together over summer camp and came up with the agenda of, demolishing this great American idea, it seems.
Right, and it wasn't own. It was a combination of the products of universities and the hiring processes after 9/11, when they were just hiring people left and right without regard to national republic. And then when Obama took over, he started packing it in from the top, imposing this across the federal government, but especially in the intelligence community. And then they went about it with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't some of this begin with George W.? I mean, you got the Patriot Act. There's also another act that was implemented that had an impact on the FDA, and which allowed them to, run their operations with impunity.
Yeah. Yes, it began, well-intended enough after 9/11. So Bush turned to FBI Director Mueller right after 9/11, who was only on the job for a week. And he just looked at him and said, "You will make sure this never happens again in America." And that's a pretty tough order. And Mueller, he's a Marine. He says, okay, fine. So he went and had the FBI centralized, and then Bush codified that into law with the Patriot Act, and then the setting up the Department of Homeland Security, and then taking our different intelligence organizations, which were supposed to be separate from one another so they could never pose a threat to constitutional government, instead joined them all at the top, and then allowed inadvertently, someone like Obama to come in and revolutionized them with really hardcore anti-American leadership.
Well, he added the big B to bureaucracy in that whole situation, didn't he?
he did, and he centralized what had been a bottom-up bureaucracy designed so that it could not impede our constitutional freedoms or our constitutional system. And instead, he turned it into a top-down bureaucracy to be able to fight terrorism better, but it ended up fighting us.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, and you could see that even going back to the Bush years, you know, good observation, wrong conclusion, because I remember when that came out, when they said, well, the you know, these different intelligence agencies are not talking to one another, and you're going, okay, well, that seems to be a little goofy. So maybe there just needed to be some minor tweaking, not such a major overhaul, perhaps, right?
Right, and they knew the overhaul was so radical that when they passed the Patriot Act, parts of the Patriot Act they knew were so dangerous that they should self-destruct after a few years. So there were provisions put in for certain parts of the Patriot Act to sunset. But instead, Congress has been renewing it time after time after time. And so we are where we are.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems that with its renewal, it gives them credence and that much more power just by the fact that it keeps getting renewed, right?
Right. Yeah, it's now it's just an ongoing operating system, and of course some people in Congress will try to block it, and then it's kicked down the road until the end of a legislative session, and then the FBI director comes in with a double secret briefing, so you can't tell your constituents what you've heard, to put scare tactics in at the last minute. And that's how we got Speaker Mike Johnson to flip at the very last minute the other day.
Exactly. Well, and Christopher Wray, it just seems that he has become such a political animal. I mean, everything was such a mess after Comey, and you think, okay, Christopher Wray is going to come in and bring some reason. But the bureaucracy is so well defined. The deep state, Mike, is that you're fighting a force, and that you've got to either comply or you're out of there, right?
Well, if you're the FBI director, your job is to direct. And instead, what Christopher Wray has done, he's a career Washington lawyer who's made a fortune, living inside the Beltway. And then he goes into government, gets a big fancy position in the Justice Department, comes out, makes millions, goes in to run the FBI, and he gets pushed around by these crazies who Obama had put in and elevated. And who had been percolating up through the bottom, so the a lot of the least qualified people get pushed up through the diversity, equity, and inclusion
doctrine.
So
right.
This is such a militant creed within the bureaucracy, and especially in the FBI, that if you mispronounce someone more than three times in the FBI, that goes on your disciplinary record. And that's used against you when promotion time comes. Christopher Wray has presided over all of this, and he feels like he is not accountable to Congress. He's accountable to the anonymous bureaucrats.
Right, because he's beat up. I mean, he's like a piñata in there. I mean, what do you do? I mean, whether it's the FBI or the military, when you lose sense of mission and your focus is on pronouns and DEI, I mean, when I was in school, we studied the Peter Principle. And I got to tell you that this administration is the exact manifestation of the Peter Principle that I've ever seen.
Yeah. Wray could ask for help. He could confidentially go into a classified session with the House or Senate Judiciary Committees and say, look, I need you guys to help me. This place is out of control. Instead, he refuses to ask their questions. He lies to senators repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he's a pitched battle against the evil bureaucrats. He's their tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, like they need more tools. I mean, they've got it pretty well ensconced, as you've written about. I mean, this has been a progressive walk through the institutions of this great American idea, and we're being held hostage by the deep state.
Yep.
So
yeah,
what
there's
do we
no
do,
better
Mike?
Way to put it. If Donald Trump comes in, this time around, it seems like he's putting a plan together, or people around him are putting in a strategy, an action plan, and things that can be done the first day in the presidency. The same thing that Obama did, the same thing that Biden did, that Trump didn't do before. He seems to be prone to do it this time. But there's something else that every citizen can do on their own, and that is to pay attention to your local sheriff, law enforcement officer, who, the people elect him. So the sheriffs are accountable. A lot of sheriffs know, and they properly use their huge powers and duties. But but a lot of them don't. And the key is they can be the eyes and ears and hands of these other abusive agencies on the ground level. Now, when those central bureaucracies are trying to do the right thing, the sheriffs should be there to help them every way they can. But when they're there to do the wrong thing, the sheriffs can block them, and everyone should hold their own sheriff accountable and support the ones who are doing the right thing.
That's great advice. Got to go to break. More from J. Michael Waller after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the author J. Michael Waller is with us. He's the author of the book Big Intel. But Mike's background is so extensive from what she speaks. I mean, he's the president of Georgetown Research, a political risk private intelligence company in Washington, D.C., a senior analyst for the strategy at the Center for Security Policy, a founding editorial board member of NATO's peer-reviewed Defense Strategic Communications. Your background, I mean, you've been there. You've done that. Worn the T-shirt. You've experienced it all. You know, the things that are happening to America right now, Mike, you were there in the intelligence side of America's operations against other countries. So this isn't new stuff. You've seen this, and I guess in part maybe it might be initially a bit shocking to see that the, as we say, the cannons have been pointed, you know, to us domestically as opposed to other countries outside the country.
Yeah, when you've been on the ground in other countries trying to overthrow their communist governments, it's you know what to look for. So when you see something similar happening to your own country, it's horrifying.
Well, and I imagine, and then you see, you know, these hearings, and whether it's Christopher Wray or Mayorkas, you know, anybody from the administration, and you know they're lying out their teeth. This has got to be like chalk on the chalkboard going in the wrong direction. It just stands your nerves right up on top of one another, right?
Oh, it's even worse. Imagine writing the questions for the senators and congressmen to ask and giving them the real answers. And then the lawmakers try their best, some of them, but some don't. They just flub it, or they want their 60 seconds soundbite. And they a lot of them are not serious about what they're doing. A few of them are.
Well, you know, we talked about what we the people needed to do. Our local sheriff is important. And this is the thing that we have been, you know, reporting on extensively over the last, at least the last 10 years, is that local is critical. And it happens a lot faster. That is our really, it's our first line of defense, isn't it?
It really is. It's our first and it's our last. We can't trust the central government anymore. Not that we really could, because our founding fathers in the 1700s that you couldn't trust the central government, which
right.
is why they gave us the system that they did. Mm-hmm. But imagine the people running our country today don't believe in those founding principles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are swearing to defend and uphold our Constitution don't believe in our constitutional principles anymore. They want to weaponize it against the people. So we're in a whole lot of trouble. You have people like Chris Wray, who Chris Wray's not a radical nutcase like Mayorkas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a moderate Republican, but he just allows himself to get pushed around by the system, and then he lies to Congress, because when you're in the FBI, the number one crime anyone can commit is to embarrass the Bureau, and that must never be done.
Oh, yeah. Thou shalt not embarrass the Bureau. But, you know, the Bureau has been embarrassing itself. And so Christopher Wray is working, you know, all means in the process, because, you know, whether it's the FBI's political censorship and involvement of social media, how that got exposed, as you've been talking about, the weaponization of our government, it is so obvious, you know, what is happening. And now, of course, the latest move is Biden's FCC commission that will bring back, you know, a policy that I thought was, you know, pretty well ran its course. But that's the one thing about progressives. You know, they may die on one hill, but they come back to live, and, you know, they're back again. They're like the cockroach that finds another head to, you know, put on itself, right?
Oh, yeah, of the FCC, because it's one of those bland independent agencies. It didn't really apply much to say, online things, because it was set up for broadcasting regulation. But what the FCC has done will make the FBI's abuses pale in comparison. Because while the FBI, as we learned from the Twitter files, was going into social media and to spy on them, what the FCC is going to do, what they're going to do this month, they're going to vote for something called net neutrality, which is the opposite of what it sounds like. It's
right.
going to enable the central government to force internet service providers to censor what is provided. Meaning, you know, this is the AT&T's and the Comcast and so forth, can force them to censor people either preemptively so they won't get in trouble with the government, or after by penalizing those companies if they don't comply. It's really terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, you know, this is the weaponization of our government. And I guess Joe Biden, you know, he tried to get his minister of disinformation, right? Well, that didn't fly well. So now we come at it from a different direction and, you know, put the weaponized FCC to work. And in effect, they get a little bit of their program in, if not a lot, actually.
Yeah, but they're going after people. They're going after your networks, you know, radio, audio, video, you name it, so that what was not governed over the airways before, but was going through cables and so forth, they're now going after anything internet. And it all sounds nice and consumer friendly, but when you look at what it is, it's blanket censorship capabilities.
Yeah, like we can believe them, right? They've done such a great job in being honest with us at every turn, whether it has to do with our health, with COVID, any other reporting agencies. I mean, you know, you get something from the FBI, a simple report about, you know, guns, you know, what's going on with guns, and they can't even give you a straight answer. They've got to, you know, lie about that information. So it's getting to the point that they have less and less credibility.
They do.
And we're paying for this, Mike. That's the disgusting thing, right? We're paying
today,
for the lies.
Day.
Yeah, exactly. On top of it, yes. So what do we, again, here we are, I guess buyer beware. I mean, we've paid $34 trillion in counting, you know, for this government, this weaponized government. And so, I guess one hope is that this upcoming election is, which is, you know, finally it seems that the GOP has woken up to the idea that, the Democrats are cheating and they're going to stuff the ballot box. And you need to do something to offset that. But, you know, if Joe Biden comes up with another 80 million votes, I think this is going to be too much for people to handle.
You know, they're wargaming this right now out of Premier Law School in Washington, D.C. It's a feeder school for lawyers into the Justice Department and the FBI and the Supreme Court bureaucracy and every place else. And they have there's a person there, Mary McCord, who has a project to, quote, protect the Constitution. It's wargaming an exercise with mainstream lawyers and retired generals and all these other people to prevent Donald Trump from taking office, even if there's no dispute about his election, to prevent him from governing. It's really shocking. And these are the people who staffed the Obama and Biden Defense Department and State Department and Justice Department and so forth. So they are not giving up.
Well, and you talked about the dismantling of the bureaucracy and these moles that have been left over from the Obama, you know, Biden administration, and what Obama did strategically to move, I don't know, I think it was like 4,000 operatives out of the administration and put them into the, you know, government bureaucracy so that they were protected. And so how was Trump going to dig those out?
Well, it's really hard because they're protected under federal civil service laws, but what he can do is abolish their positions. He doesn't need Congress's permission to do that. He can just say every DEI officer or any government employee with a DEI role, any office with a DEI role, is hereby abolished. And those individuals will be left without jobs. They'll have to leave the federal government. They'll lose their security clearances. And there's no better way to start a cultural Marxists than to simply abolish those positions.
Well, Michael Waller has been our guest. He's the author of the book Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. Michael, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back and continuing the conversation. Take care.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. The top Democrat in the Senate says the recent Iranian drone and missile attacks into Israel only remind of the urgency to pass bipartisan foreign aid spending for Israel, Ukraine, and other allies through Congress. A $95 billion Senate proposal remains on ice. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor Monday.
Israel's attack underscores the best way to help Israel is for the House to swiftly pass the Senate's bipartisan national security supplemental.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson in the other chamber has floated passing aid for only Israel. The House expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Tuesday. The move will force the Democratic-led Senate to take up the matter. Republicans in the House impeached him in February over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we have Dr. Sterling Burnett joining us. Going to talk about climate experts who have assembled a climate fact sheet debunking all the climate hysteria we have seen surrounding the latest global temperatures, so-called climate change, wildfires, hurricanes, and other hysterical narratives pushed by the mainstream media from last month. Of course, this has been going on, it seems, for decades, Dr. Burnett, but they just can't help themselves, even though there are, you know, legitimate scientists that have continued to refute the claims by these hysterical climate pundits, because, of all the things that they've predicted over these years, I'd say at least the 2 decades, have they ever gotten one right?
As far as I can tell, no, and it goes back much farther than 2 decades. You got to remember that
right.
Many of the scientists who are now raking in big money from government research, hyping climate change, hyping the fears of global warming, back in the 70s, so 50 years ago now, they were hyping a different climate change. They were hyping global cooling. They were many of the same scientists raking in that money.
Right.
Before that, it was other environmental problems. The problem is they make these predictions, government funding increases to their fields, and when the predictions fail, they move on to something else. Now, they were talking about global warming in the 90s and early 2000s, and when it wasn't warming fast enough, it wasn't matching the models, they moved to climate change because, well, that's a great catch-all, right? Climate's constantly changing.
Right, sure.
Flux. So climate changes everything, and they don't have to change it now because no matter what's happening, If it's, if there are more hurricanes, it's climate change. If it's less hurricanes, it's climate change. If it's more snow, it's climate change. If it's less snow, it's disappearing in climate change. But like you say, they make predictions. The predictions fail. And they're like the they're like the most successful death cult ever, because when these cults make predictions that come to pass, the end of the world predictions that come to pass and fail, people mock them. These guys can fail 100 exactly. times and no one mocks them. They still take them seriously.
Right. Well, and that's because what happens in, you know, in the religious circles, people know, the end of false prophets. I mean, they've been well engineered and conditioned to know how to, how to measure a false prophet. When a false prophet comes, he goes because he doesn't perform. And it's interesting because we've talked about this for quite a while, Dr. Burnett, and that is that, you know, in a sense, this is kind of a climate religion, but somehow it's one that is so dynamic that they get to write the rules of their own religion and their own God, and this gives them an incredible amount of cover, especially when you've got the mainstream media so all in and supporting them.
Well, because they claim, you hear the phrase all the time, follow the science. But what they mean is follow what their opinions are and follow what climate models say. Well, models aren't science. They're tools. And they're only as useful as they, to the extent that they actually model what's going on. And climate models don't model what's going on. They run far too hot. They make predictions. You know, this is where their predictions come from, these climate models. Their predictions are constantly wrong. And they say, oh, well, you know, it's one of those things. It's like the Wizard of Oz. Ignore the man behind the curtain. Ignore the fact that the climate models they keep telling you as experts work. In fact, don't work. Don't believe your lying eyes. And most importantly, don't believe the data. When data and climate theory collide, you're supposed to believe the theory and jettison the data. And that tells you right there they aren't following the science. The science is data.
Exactly.
Science. The scientific method is you propose a theory, and then you test that theory against reality. And if reality and the theory don't correspond, you jettison or modify the theory. They never modify the theory, no matter how
exactly
they are.
Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, they have violated the rules of science. I mean, it's like I remember when Barack Obama came on the air and said, it's a fact. Well, that's not even a scientific term, right? I mean, you don't use, when you're talking science, you don't use the term a fact. It's not a fact. It becomes a law, because that's a higher, I mean, in a sense, kind of a higher goal, I think, you know, the law over the fact. Because at that point, when it's the law, it's irrefutable, isn't it?
Well, they've actually, you know, they found laws that fail. That's the point about science, is almost none of the case that something is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. You're constantly questioning because if something explains a particular phenomenon better than another theory or piece of evidence, then you're supposed to go down that route. The whole idea of, you know, what they constantly say, because the facts or the evidence or the data doesn't correspond to what they say, is they jettison science all together, and they say, we have a consensus. Consensus is not a scientific term. That's a political term.
Right, exactly.
We agree. Yeah. And you even have some science, you even have some peer-reviewed articles published in the last year that says the whole point of science is to come to consensus. That's false. That's just false. The point of science is to search for knowledge, to expand knowledge, and find truth.
Exactly.
And you do that by testing the consensus. At one time, the consensus was the Earth was flat. The consensus was wrong.
Right.
At one time, the consensus said diseases come from an imbalance of humors in the body. The consensus was wrong. You know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, the sun, the Earth was the center of the universe. That was the consensus. It was wrong. How many times that's why you don't go with consensus in science. Science is not about consensus. Science is about the pursuit of truth, and how you do that is you propose theories to explain phenomena, and then you test those theories. You gather data. You do research, and then you test it, and you say, okay, I predicted this, but the outcome is something completely different. That means my theory is not working.
Right. And Dr. Burnett, how dangerous was the hockey stick theory? I mean, it seems to be the basis and the foundation of what the UN and, you know, everybody glommed onto. And then even though they've proved that it's incorrect, boy, they're just like a dog on a bone. They're not about to let that go for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know that the hockey stick itself is dangerous per se. It's one man's reconstruction. It's a bad reconstruction. What's dangerous is how it was glommed onto to push the narrative.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's my point.
They could have found something else, but they found the hockey stick, and the hockey stick was very convenient to push the narrative. Not just that the climate is changing. The climate changes. It does. That's a fact. I don't know anyone who disputes it. Not just that humans might be having a role. We might be having a role. But is it the dominant role? I don't think we can say that with any kind of certainty. And more importantly, what we can say with certainty based on the data is that there's no crisis. Climate change does not pose an existential threat. We have lived through worse climate changes, and by we, I mean humanity has survived worse climate changes than we're experiencing now. Temperatures have changed faster than they're changing now. Sea levels have risen faster than they are rising now. We are a pretty adaptable species.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Sterling Burnett is with us. He's the director of the Robinson Center on Climate and Environmental Policy at the Heartland Institute. And we're going to get into this climate fact sheet on the other side of the break, which is, it's very interesting and revealing. Again, we're here to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And he's giving us, the facts on this issue. And we say, look, at own your own knowledge. Check it out for yourself. I mean, be challenged by what's here. But, we're bringing the facts to the discussion. And hopefully it enlarges your understanding and motivates you to, as I say, own your own knowledge. So we'll have more from Dr. Burnett on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Dr. Sterling Burnett, the director of the Robinson Center on Climate and Environmental Policy at the Heartland Institute. He continues with us at the Climate and Environmental Policy. This climate fact sheet is something you do on a monthly basis, right, Dr. Burnett?
Yeah, every month we work with a team. It's generally compiled by a gentleman named Steve Malloy. He runs a website called junkscience.com. But we all contribute to it, and we work together to choose 10 of the most egregious claims made during the previous month, sort of refute them with facts. And so the March edition, they've been trying for a couple of decades now to say we need to change the scientific term for the epoch we are living in. It should be the Anthropocene, because we're having such a profound impact on the global environment. And geologists are the ones that make that determination. Geologists, the field of geology has always made the determination of when epochs come and go and what are the factors that make those. And so they looked at it for more than a decade, and they came to the conclusion, guess what? We're not in a new epoch. Nothing has changed that significantly, despite all.
So it's not so man-made affected. I mean, that's what you mean by Anthropocene, right?
Yeah. It's not that the global environment is being driven by human actions.
Right.
We haven't changed the way fundamental physical systems work on Earth, and that's what they were trying to claim. Another fact that we looked at is, we go from sort of global facts like the Anthropocene claim to more local things. So they claim that Washington, D.C. is heating up very fast. And it turns out, they said it's heating up 0.3 degrees Fahrenheit a decade. So
It's all that hot air. It's all that hot air out of D.C. That's what's causing it. Go ahead.
Well, what you find is the urban heat island effect. I don't know if your listeners know what that is, but it's, look, when you build up a city, when you put a place that was once a field, and suddenly you put 300,000 people in it, or a million people in it, and you build a lot of concrete and a lot of buildings, a lot of air conditioners and heaters, and all these things that create heat, that generate heat, or that maintain heat, that absorb it during the day and slowly release it at night, it changes the temperature of that location, that region.
Right.
Well,
right.
Washington, D.C. has a 4.7 degree heat island effect. So the supposed warming turns out to be a cooling in Washington, D.C. If you take out the heat island effect, Washington, D.C. is cooler than it was 100 years ago.
Okay.
Just things like that.
So what do they say? What are they saying when Dr. Burnett, when you refute that and you say, okay, here's science, we're following the science, this is what science says. What do they say? They just ignore it? Just straight arm you?
Oh, they try and ignore it. Often they do ignore it. But also, more importantly, what they do is they try and suppress it. They try and do what they did to Mark Stein, right? They don't take it to court. They just shut us out of outlets. They won't interview us. They won't give us a fair. You know, I think you're in Los Angeles, right?
Well, no, more than a decade. I'm on the East Coast in Florida. I was in Southern California. That's where I was born and raised. But I left for the East Coast in Florida 14 years ago now.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
In Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Times, you know, one of the top newspapers in the country, they decided more than a decade ago they would no longer provide balance in climate change stories, and they announced it on their editorial page. We won't give climate realists a forum any longer. No letters from the editor. No balance in our reporting. We've decided this is the official line. This is what science says for all time, now and for all time. The Earth is flat, and we're going to report the Earth is flat. So
yeah, this is like a religion, and like I said before, I mean, and you can't do this with a religion. Now this has become the official policy of the state.
Yeah. And of course, social media so dominates and permeates our lives. Well, on social media, what they try and do is they try and throttle it. They limit access, or sometimes they remove stories. If we say something they don't like, they remove stories. They fact-check us in the sense of they put a little notice saying, oh, well, what the consensus says is this. Don't believe these guys. And,
right.
You know, they don't do that to liberals when they tell their stories, right, when they present their claims. Now, it's just conservatives, or in the field of climate science, you don't have to be conservative. If you're a realist, if you say what's important is data, you get shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get your data out of here. Yeah.
Truth is no defense against censorship in climate science, just like it was no defense against censorship during the COVID pandemic, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, the truth becomes an offense. It offends people. And that's interesting. When you find the truth offends people, then that's another warning sign that should trigger your spidey senses to realize that what's coming next is a boatload of manure, because they want you to stay in the dark and keep you well covered in manure. That's unfortunately, and that's a very dangerous America. And this is where we find ourselves now, particularly in this case, because how many trillions of dollars at the end of the day? I mean, is there ever going to be an analysis? Maybe, several generations ahead, the kids will study and say, oh my God, look at, that country got up to $34 trillion in debt, and probably half of that indebtedness was due to these crazy theories that they were pushing.
Yeah, well, it will come home to roost. Not with the next generation, but the generation following, the debt and the deficit is going to drown them.
Yeah.
They'll go through hyperinflation, like happened in Argentina and other countries when they could no longer pay their debt. Then they'll find out what the real world is like, and will they blame climate change? the thing is, the world is rife with problems. Climate change ain't one of the serious ones, but climate policies. The efforts of man, the vain and hubristic efforts of human beings to try and control the weather 100 years from now, when they can't predict the weather a week from now, or sometimes even a day from now, that's what is helping to destroy America and the world. I mean, there are people starving today because they don't have enough food. There's people that don't have energy. There's a billion people in energy poverty that would like to live like us. And we're telling them, no, your children have to continue dying today so our feet don't get wet at our palatial estate that we just bought.
Yeah, how hypocritical. It's disgusting. You're exactly right. Let's talk about you talk about global warming affecting time. The Washington Post, noted, reported in climate change is altering Earth's rotation enough to mess with our clocks.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to know. We did respond to that. But it's, to some extent, it's hard to know how to respond to that because the Earth's rotation has always changed, and it's hard to tease out what change is going on now. But time, you know, we don't like to think of it as a relative thing, but the Earth's rotation has always changed. The Earth changes on its axis. There's all sorts of things that affect the speed with which the Earth rotates. And someone discovered something, and it's one of those things where something's happening. Well, it must be climate change.
Right, right.
It must be climate change, even though it wasn't climate change when anything happened like this before.
Right.
Or if it was climate change, it had nothing whatsoever to do with human activities, because when it happened before, humans weren't emitting CO2 emissions, which just shows you we honestly don't know. We can't tease out the extent to which the current shift that's going on is due to some degree to human activities, is due to all human activities, or is due not at all to human activities.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other end of that proposition, which I thought was interesting, they say the melting of polar ice due to global warming is affecting Earth's rotation, could have an impact on precision time-making. So they kind of, you know, word salad their theory here that gives them, you know, a bit cover. So let's address, first of all, the melting of polar ice. How real is that?
Except that the polar ice annual maximum hasn't changed for more than 20 years now.
Right.
It does what it does every year. It melts during the Arctic summer, and it refreezes during the Arctic winter. And right now, we're at the same level we were 20 years ago. No decline. In Antarctica, sea ice has gone down, and the West Antarctic ice shelf in one small part of Antarctica is declining, but temperatures there haven't changed. So it's not climate. It's not warming. And in fact, the rest of Antarctica is adding ice and snow. So there's probably a net gain in Antarctica. So that can't be what's affecting time.
Right. But you know, the thing is, they put it out there, and it's so generally accepted, nobody refutes it. And so when you try to have a reasonable conversation with somebody about it, the melting of polar ice, it's due to global warming. You go, that's not happening. What are you talking about? Oh, what do you mean? You know, of course it's happening. Everybody said, you know, now we're back to consensus, right?
Right, that's it. Everybody says, well,
how do you argue consensus, right?
Someone once said, a lie travels around the world 1,000 times before the truth can come out. And that's what's happening with this global warming narrative.
Well, how can people stay in touch with you, Doctor?
Contact me at www.heartland.org or hsburnett@heartland.org. That's my email. And sign up for our newsletter.
Exactly.
Weekly. Go to our site daily, climaterealism.com.
Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. He's the director of the Robinson Center on Climate and Environmental Policy at the Heartland Institute. Is with the one and only Dr. Sterling Burnett. Thank you.
Iodine that you can really trust. A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.